This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on this Monday morning. I'm Kevin Keith. Kramer Lumber Newitt Center, one of our fine sponsors, along with Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today. Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Hearing Care Professionals, Hear Well, Live Well. Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back into a Simple Time, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Well, good morning. I'll need your help this morning at 659-3338. WILO News Director Ken Hartman taking off to direct news and check out the Clinton County Commissioners coming up here at 9 o'clock. They'll have a meeting. At 9 o'clock here on WILO, we'll be talking with Lance LaRusso. Lance is going to talk about excessive force problems potentially in law enforcement. Ken says we've had him on before. He's a pretty good interview. So Lance, actually, he's an attorney, a former law enforcement officer, and he says that there's no racial discrimination in this. Police are just doing what they were taught to do, regardless of color. So we'll be talking with him coming up here at the second portion of the show. Well, did you have a good weekend? Hopefully everybody survived the weekend. My gosh, it was so hot. It was tough to do anything. Almost took the kids to the pool Saturday, but I decided to not brave that. I was going to let everybody settle in for a couple weeks. I might take them if they keep being good in the next week or so. But a heat advisory in effect from noon today till 8 o'clock tonight. We'll see sunshine this morning. And then cloudy skies, but still warm this afternoon, a high 92. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with a low 72, and cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high 88. Chance of rain again and thunder showers Tuesday night, low 70, and cloudy with maybe a little bit of a break with a high 82 on Wednesday. It's 77 already from WILO on this Wednesday morning, on this Monday morning, rather. I was looking at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com as I turn the right page here. I was on Wednesday's section of last week. Sorry about that. This is Monday. The Blue Wave begins. It's the 89th Indiana FFA State Convention now through the 21st at Purdue. Shine 99 and WILO reporting on site with Melissa Miller. She's going to be there for the three-day convention. Melissa does so much. She's so knowledgeable about the inner process of FFA and state convention. She'll be there volunteering her time as well, supporting the FFA in several ways. She does. She also oversees the speaker activity and awards coordinating during those sessions and award sessions. They have a lot going on up there over 3 days. So Melissa Miller will be doing some broadcasts for us today and tomorrow and Wednesday on both WILO and Shine 99. And we do want to thank our sponsors who are bringing it to you this year. Ceres Solutions, Co-Alliance, CIS Crop Insurance Specialist, Wampler Services, Inc., Shy Diesel, and Bales Consulting. So it'll be good to have Melissa Miller back on with FFA reports coming up today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. 659-3338 is the phone number to call, or 1-800-447-4463. Next Saturday, WILO and Shine 99 also will be at NTK for a live remote broadcast. I'll be doing that between noon and 2. Cindy will be noon to 2 over on Shine 99. So she and I will be tag-teaming those duties next Saturday. That's noon to 2 right here on WILO, and they're looking for more help at NTK, all right? Party line, good morning.
Oh, hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Did you see where Trump, he saluted that Korean general?
I did see that over the weekend, yeah.
And remember when the Obama, he bowed to that Arab leader and the Republicans were just all up in arms?
Mm-hmm. I saw the Korean leader. He looked pretty official. I might have saluted to him, too, but I wouldn't have. I probably would have smacked him, though. I don't know.
How about just a nice smile and then keep walking?
Yeah, maybe shake hands or something or give him the peace sign.
Yeah, that'd be better.
That'd be better, probably, with those Koreans. Yeah, I did see that. That didn't look good, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, I agree.
Oh, and then a couple other things on tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it said in the paper the other day that we might have to pay with more gas increase in our gasoline.
Uh-huh.
Now, Indiana already did that. Will we do it again?
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not either.
I mean, we're about maxed out.
I think so. And one more thing. Mm-hmm. It said the coming steel tax is going to be even less for the military. Now, that's not good either.
Yeah, I didn't quite fully understand that, but I mean, you think that's the one place you don't want to skimp, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's been a lot of people questioning these tariffs. I don't know if you heard one of our guests we had on a couple weeks ago, and he said that Trump and the people around him really don't understand how the tariff process works, and you need to leave well enough alone and not be messing around with it like Trump is doing. But
now, why doesn't he listen to his people? I mean, told him.
Well, the guest we had said that his people didn't understand either.
Good grief.
Yeah, but the one thing they were talking about was that, you know, Trump says that we've got a bad deal for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, so
well, we probably did.
Yeah, he's probably right in some regards on that, but it's how you go about it. You don't want to get in a tariff war, right?
That's right, because you know that if we raise it, they will double it or triple it.
Yeah, and the Chinese, they're already in charge.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I just thought I'd chime in today.
Okay, appreciate your time.
You stay cool.
All right, you too. Thank you. 659-3338, whatever's on your mind, we'd love to talk to you at about 19 minutes before 9 o'clock this morning. Party line, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I couldn't leave you alone.
I appreciate that, Larry. Pull you up a seat and a cup of coffee here.
Yeah, I remember not too long ago that I got the Riot Act read to me by a local politician when I said something about tariffs.
Oh, tariffs locally?
No, when I made a remark about tariffs, a local politician sort of got upset at me and unloaded on me, as far as I was concerned.
Oh, really?
Told me I didn't understand it.
Well, anyway, I'll be the first to admit when I don't understand something.
So will I, but I understand tariffs, that if you charge,
right.
If I charge you for a product, you're going to charge me for a product.
Right, right.
The thing with the Korean general was bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when he come home, he more or less implied that the North Korean leader was great because when he spoke, the people stood up and listened. And he wanted his people.
I saw to that, do too. That.
I and
saw
I got it. News for that man. I'm not one of his people. I mean, Ken, you don't know how mad that made me.
Well, I hear you there. I really do. He says some things off the wall sometimes, and that was probably not the thing to say. I'm not that way either. I'm not just a lemming who's going to follow anything, you know. But he is our president, so
he is our president, but he should act like a president and not a 2-bit dictator.
Well, it didn't sound right. It didn't pass the smell test. I'll give you that.
Well, he done some other things that, you know, just like he's trying to do away with as so-called liberal press.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? That's another thing that the 2-bit dictators do to start their journey down the road to dictatorship.
I agree, but, you know, I'm kind of with the president on this because if you, and I know there's some out there who agree or disagree with me, Republicans and Democrats locally, but if you could just give me the facts, right? You know, I just hate all the, if I'm watching Fox or CNN, it doesn't matter, or the NBC Nightly News, they're giving their opinion. I just want the facts, you know, and you could tell the way they read the news stories, they're just disgusted.
Oh, well, I I've caught years ago. I caught a reporter on this station changed one word in a news story and changed the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
But that's I miss AP and UPI.
Yeah.
Because that's all they did was the facts.
When I first started in radio 25 years ago, AP was the way to go. You know, yep. It was the industry standard for sure.
But I just judge what I get from CNN and MSNBC, and I used to watch Fox a little bit, and they reminded me of Rush Limbaugh. And when my brother-in-law at the time was wanting me to listen to Rush Limbaugh and tell me how great a guy he was, and I turned him on to listen to him, and he thumped his hand on the desk and said, "I have been ordained by God to deliver the truth to you," and I turned him off.
Yeah, Rush is kind of a blowhard, that's for sure.
And I like talk radio. Now, he used to have a guy out of Cincinnati that was about like you.
Yeah.
Very well-balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would listen to him, and he was more further left than I think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or right, which, right. I'm sorry.
Oh, a little further right. Okay, yeah.
I had you the wrong way.
Yeah, that's all right.
But he wasn't radical.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like radical. Sometimes I get radical, and I need to go, and we'll talk to you later.
Larry, thanks a lot. Sometimes when watching Fox News, you'll get the newscast at the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour, which is generally, 1 to 3 minutes long. That's the news. That's the facts. It's the opinion programs that some people take that as news too, both good and bad on CNN and Fox. They take that as news. So people can't really distinguish what is news, what's opinion, and it's kind of hard for folks. They have a lot of opinion shows on these news networks, which are clearly opinion shows, but they don't always make that clear. 659-3338. As you've been hearing back locally, Wylo and Party Line will be broadcasting on the air from the fair July 9th through the 13th at the Clinton County 4-H Fairgrounds. And Ken and I are going to try to be out there together and try to get a board op back here in the studio so we can do that show together out there. And we talked to Jamie Blacker last week, and they've got us all kinds of people lined up already. They're working on that Monday off the bat is race day, July 9th. They'll be having a horse and pony contesting show at the Horse and Pony Arena at 6 p.m. And then also starting at 6 p.m. that night, Monday, July 9th, for the first time in a couple months, they'll be doing the harness racing at the grandstands. Harness racing also continuing Tuesday night for Fair Foundation Day, also at 6 o'clock. But backing up a little bit, on Saturday, July 7th is official opening day. That's Saturday. They'll have Rabbit Show of a morning also, the Horse and Pony Show, and then at 4:30 in the afternoon, Model Tractor Pull at the Livestock Show Arena, and at 6 p.m. that night, the Truck and Tractor Pull. So that should be fun. Now, I tell you something that's also fun, and I had a couple friends down in Bartholomew County who always participated in this when the county fairs would come out down there in Jennings and Jackson and Bartholomew counties, the Demolition Derby. I've got a couple friends who take this pretty serious, and they're out there in their, 99-degree heat in the garages welding and beating things and trying to get these big, hard demo cars for the Demo Derby. And so they're going to do a Demo Derby on Sunday, July 8th, Family Day. Starts at 6 p.m. They'll probably do some heats and final series out there as well. So that'll be always a fun time seeing cars smack the snot out of each other, right? A couple other of the highlights they'll have that week at the fair is 4-H Day on Wednesday, July 11th. We'll be out there for Party Line between 8:30 and 9:30. At 7 p.m., Stampede, the group, will be at the entertainment stage. Thursday, July 12th, is Farm Day. They'll have Llama Showmanship, Tractor Driving Contest, and then Supreme Showmanship later that night at 6 o'clock. Cheerleading contest at 7 p.m. That'd be kind of cool. And then Battle of the Barns at the Horse and Pony Arena at 8 p.m. on Thursday, July 12th. And then Friday, July 13th is Wylo and Shine 99 Buddy Night. You can go out to some locations. We'll be telling you shortly and get your stickers. And then you can get half-price rides all that night. So it's the Wylo and Shine 99 Buddy Night on Friday the 13th this year. So that's a crazy, crazy week for us here, because we also have the Howard County Fair, which is one of our primary locations for Shine 99. So that'll be on Friday, July 13th. And then Saturday, July 14th, the KOI Dirt Drag at 6 o'clock that night. And the final fleeing on Sunday, July 15th, 12 noon, the carnival will be opening. Party Line, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Fry with the Clinton County Ministerial Association.
Doctor,
how are you this morning?
Dr. Fry, thank you for giving us a call. I'm good.
Wonderful. I heard you going through the program for the county fair.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to mention that on July 8th, that Sunday, mm-hmm. Sometime after the
Demo Derby?
Before that, right before that. Sometime after the parade, between the parade and the Derby.
Okay, yeah, the parade starts at 2, I think.
Okay, so around 3 o'clock or shortly after the parade, the Clinton County Ministerial Association and the Fair Board are partnering to have a brief community service, which will we will pray a blessing of God's protection and blessing on the families that come. We want to kick off that week with a good family-oriented focus, so we are happy to partner with the Fair to do that. So that will be shortly after the parade, whatever time that ends.
You know, Dr. Fry, I see that here at 3:30 they have Singspiration, Our Story, sponsored by the Clinton County Ministerial Association. So probably after the parade, around 3:30 or so.
Right. That's what we're aiming for, and we will wait, of course, until the parade is all complete and everyone has arrived. But that's the plan.
Well, that'll be a good time. That'll be a good positive way to start things, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
we're thrilled that we were asked to help partner with this, and we've had several who have been involved with the planning, so it'll be a good time.
Good.
The second item I want to mention is, as the president of the Clinton County Ministerial Association, I wanted to welcome all of the Pilgrim Holiness churches to town this week. Their camp meeting is held every year this month at the Frankfort Campgrounds. And it actually started last Friday evening. And this brings anywhere from 500 to 700 people from out of our city into our city.
Wow.
And they eat at our restaurants. They shop at our stores. They do business while they're here. And I just think that's a very positive thing for our city. And I just wanted to welcome them to Frankfort.
We welcome them as well. Do you know what any of their items are? Dr. Fry, this week, what they're doing, or times they have service?
I know they have evening service. I do not know the times.
Okay.
I'm thinking around 7 o'clock, and people, of course, are welcome to go and attend and see what's happening around the campground. They do have other events through the day, but I've not actually seen an agenda or program for this week.
Well, Dr. Fry, we'll be doing Party Line all week from the fair between 8:30 and 9:30. So if you're over there early one morning, stop by and say hi to me.
I would love to.
All right.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Dr. David Fry with the Clinton County Ministerial Association. I was introduced to him by Larry Glass, former host here on Party Line, and Dr. Fry and I hit it off pretty well. So he was calling up to remind us that on Sunday, July 8th, since it is Family Day, we'll have the fair parade at 2 p.m. around the square to the fairgrounds. At 3 p.m., the Bounce House for Children opens up. And then around 3:30 after the parade, the Singspiration, which is Our Story, sponsored by the Clinton County Ministerial Association. They'll be doing a prayer and a little worship there. And that is Sunday, July 8th. Technically the second day of the fair, but it's Family Day, and a lot of people will be out there that afternoon. So a lot of things packed in to a short amount of time on both of our radio stations and both the Clinton and Howard County Fairs. So we'll look forward to that. About 5 minutes left in the first portion of the program here. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do that at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Again, a heat advisory in effect from noon today until 8 p.m. this evening. We did have some ozone action days near us yesterday, and I was watching a little television yesterday afternoon. They never did mention Clinton County, but they mentioned all these counties around us. So I don't know. I think anytime you're above 90, it's pretty serious. But that heat advisory takes effect at noon today until 8 o'clock tonight. Going to be sunny, hot, humid, muggy, high 92. We'll see a lot of sun this morning, which will really cause things to warm up quick. And then partly cloudy skies this afternoon, but still warm. High 92, a chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Just a 30% chance, though, and a low 72. Warm again tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high 88. Again, 78 now, as it's went up 2 degrees since we started the program here 25 minutes ago at WILO, 78 degrees. So a couple stories I wanted to run past you here on a national level before we get to our national guest. Forecasters are keeping an eye on storms forming in the Gulf of Mexico. A large disturbance of storms is forming in the Gulf, but right now it remains a collection of showers and thunderstorms. The National Hurricane Center says there's a low chance it could develop into a tropical system, but the disturbance will reach parts of Texas and Louisiana and bring a lot of rain. President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is sending mixed signals over whether people convicted as part of the Robert Mueller investigation will get a pardon. Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, was sent to jail last week in connection with Mueller's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Speaking to CNN's State of the Union, Giuliani remarked that Trump isn't going to issue any pardons in the investigation. However, he also said that people certainly aren't excluded from receiving a pardon if the president and his advisors decide they've been treated unfairly. Giuliani said he wants the Mueller investigation to receive the same type of scrutiny the Trump administration has received. I'm just ready for it to be over. President Trump is ripping the FBI after the Justice Department watchdog report that was critical of the Bureau's investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. On Twitter, Trump attacked FBI agent Peter Strzok for exchanging anti-Trump texts with his girlfriend. Strzok worked on the Clinton investigation and the Russia probe. Trump called the Russia investigation discredited and a team of 13 angry and conflicted Democrats. Party line, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Got a smile in your voice. That's nice to hear.
Well, thank you.
We had somebody call in about Trump saluting. That bothered a lot of people, didn't it?
It did bother a lot of people. Made me a little uncomfortable.
It did me, too, at first. And then I finally saw the whole video. It was interesting. Trump's going down the line and shaking hands with people, and it came to the general in the video. And he offered his hand to the general, and the general saluted him.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, if you see, watch the whole video, the general saluted him, so he returned the salute, and the general stuck his hand out for a handshake, and Trump shook his hand.
See,
it bothered me, like I said, to salute, but he wasn't saluting the general. He was returning a courtesy, so that bothered me. And when it goes back to Obama, that bothered me, too, at first, and then I found out what he was doing, if somebody in his part, his entourage, advised him that it's a courtesy to bow to the guy. So it didn't bother me as much, but it still bothered me some. But now I understood why both of them did what they did. So
right.
You need to take a look at the whole thing. It's what you were talking about earlier, don't you think, about how media and people just take things and twist them and leave stuff out.
Right.
Try to just get us all riled up sometimes. So
yeah, all
I guess just sit back and look. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I saw the 4-second video on Facebook. That's what I saw. You know, I didn't get a chance to see the whole thing, like you're saying. Yeah, the whole story, right? Just the facts.
Yeah, the whole story sometimes. So you keep bringing us the whole story and the facts.
All right. I'll try, sir.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for the call. All right. Well, we're going to end that on a positive note, all right? We're going to come back with a national guest. We'll be talking with Larry LaRusso, and we'll be talking about excessive force. Is it a problem against minorities in America? Back with more Party Line next on WILO.
We now pause for station identification. We're that little building on the west end of town with antennas on top of the roof. This is WILO, Frankfurt.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services from online and mobile banking technology to easy-to-apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates. So stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at encompasscu.org.
Community-minded, just like you.
No one knows how to help you say, I love you, like Sparrow Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrow's has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say, I love you just the way you want. Sparrow's will even custom make your...